Proverbs 15:20 says, "A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother." This proverb is a repeat of Proverbs 10:1, and it bears repeating. I've shared how that I did not make my father glad to be my dad for most of my teenage years, and I've learned that many, if not most, teens make for a lot of disappointed fathers a lot of the time until they at least reach their 20s. At least that's the way it used to be. But I have noticed a considerable change in our society in the past 30 years, and I find that there are fewer glad dads. I see most fathers falling into several categories that do not include being glad fathers. One, some are sad fathers but trying to just get along. Then, secondly, there are some who are sad fathers but pretending to be glad fathers. The third category are some who are sad fathers who have been basically disowned. And I fall into that category with my three daughters at the time of this recording, by the way. And then fourthly, some are sad fathers who have been doing the disowning. Their kids are so terrible. I was blessed with two great stepsons when I married my wife in 2005, and I'm very glad to be their dad. These are two wise young men who have Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and do their best to live in accordance with His Word. And they married wonderful Christian ladies who are raising their children by the book, the King James Bible. So I know what it's like to be a sad father, and I know what it's like to be a glad father. And it's interesting to read the Bible before having children as a Christian, and then reading it after having children. I can remember the change in focus that took place once I became a father. I noticed so many things that I'd sort of just glossed over before becoming a dad. And after having children, I could almost feel what Noah went through dealing with Ham, who did not make him a glad father. There was just something more real about the stories of Jacob and Esau, and the rape of Dinah, and the betrayal of Joseph by his brethren, and how Jacob believed he'd been torn to pieces by animals and lived with that for years. When you read the Bible and see those accounts, or come to Proverbs like this one, even if you're not a parent, you should stop and put yourself in those shoes, the shoes of the son and of the father, and of the mother. Again, our proverb says, "A wise son maketh a glad father," and I want to reiterate exactly what has made me sad and glad as a father. When I see my children following Jesus Christ, I am glad. When I see my children rebelling against Jesus Christ, I am sad. But ultimately, our gladness and joy must rest in no one else but the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. People are fallible and sinful. Our children are people. They can and too often do let us down, just as we may have let them down all too often. But if our ultimate gladness and joy comes from the Lord, then we can endure those times, even if it's a lifetime, of not being made glad by the choices and behavior of our children. And that's a common theme throughout the Psalms, from King David, whose children were the source of so much sadness in his life. But yet, in Psalm 70, verse 4, which is a Psalm of David, it says, "Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified." I love that. Let those who seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let that be our prayer. And may God Himself be the ultimate source for our peace and joy every day of our lives until we finally stand in His presence. I love my children and stand ready to receive the wayward child who repents. I am thankful for my sons who serve the Lord. But my source for peace and joy died on a cross and shed His blood to save me from my sins.